Welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into Component 01, Exploring Modern and Literary Heritage Texts. This paper is worth 80 marks. That's 50% of your entire GCSE, so getting to grips with what examiners want here is absolutely essential. Whether you're studying a modern novel, a modern play, or a 19th century prose text, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam hall feeling confident and prepared. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Component 01 is a closed text examination. That means no books in the room, so you need to know your texts really well. The paper lasts 2 hours and is split into two sections. Section A covers your modern text, worth 40 marks, and Section B covers your 19th century prose text, also worth 40 marks. There are 4 additional marks for spelling, punctuation, and grammar, what we call SPAG, or AO4, and these are assessed across both sections. So the total is 80 marks in 2 hours. Now here's something really important that many candidates miss. Section A has a comparative element. You'll be given an unseen extract from a modern text of the same genre as the one you've studied, and you'll need to compare it with your set text. This is where a lot of students lose marks. They focus entirely on their studied text and barely engage with the unseen. Don't make that mistake. Practice reading unseen extracts and making comparisons. Examiners are specifically looking for your ability to make connections and contrasts. Let's talk about the assessment objectives because these are the foundation of everything. There are 4 of them. And understanding what each one asks for is the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 8. AO1 is about reading, understanding, and responding. It's worth 30 marks across the paper. That's 37.5%. This is where you show your personal, informed response to the text. Examiners want to see a clear, sustained argument. They want you to maintain a critical style throughout. And crucially, they want you to use textual references, including quotations, to support and illustrate your interpretations. The key word here is illustrate. Your quote should be doing work in your answer, not just sitting there. AO2 is about analyzing language, form, and structure, and it's also worth 30 marks, another 37.5%. This is where you show that you understand how writers make choices and why. When you write about a metaphor, don't just name it, explain what effect it creates on the reader. When you discuss structure, think about why the writer made that structural choice at that particular moment. Examiners award credit for analysis of specific language choices at word level, discussion of form and structure, accurate use of subject terminology, and exploration of effects on the reader. AO3 is about context, understanding the relationships between text and the context in which they were written. It's worth 16 marks, so 20% of the paper. Context means the historical, social, and literary background that shaped the text, but here's the critical thing. Context must be integrated into your argument, not bolted on as a separate paragraph. Examiners are very clear on this. If you write "the author lived in Victorian times" as a standalone sentence with no connection to the text, you will not receive credit. Context needs to illuminate your analysis. And AO4 SPAG is 4 marks. These are genuinely free marks if you write carefully. Use a range of vocabulary and sentence structures. Check your spelling of key terms. Use punctuation accurately. Don't rush and throw away these marks at the end of your answer. Now let's move into the core skills you need to demonstrate in your written responses. The first skill is developing an informed personal response. What does this mean in practice? It means you have a view about the text, a genuine interpretation, and you sustain it throughout your answer. You're not just describing what happens, you're arguing a case. Think of yourself as a literary critic making a case to a jury. Your thesis is your argument, your quotations are your evidence, and your analysis is your reasoning. The second skill is integrating textual evidence. There's a world of difference between a candidate who writes, "the writer uses the word dark to show it is dark," and one who writes, "the writer's use of the adjective dark creates a sense of foreboding, suggesting that the protagonist's journey into the unknown will be psychologically as well as physically threatening." The second candidate is embedding the quote, "naming the technique and exploring the effect." That's what earns marks. The third skill is analyzing language, form, and structure. Language analysis means going to word level, looking at specific vocabulary choices, imagery, tone, and voice. Form analysis means thinking about the genre conventions. Is it a novel? A play? What does the form allow the writer to do? Structure analysis means thinking about the overall architecture of the text, how it begins and ends, how tension is built, how time is manipulated, how narrative perspective shifts. The fourth skill is using subject terminology accurately. You need to know your literary terms, metaphor, simile, personification, foreshadowing, dramatic irony, pathetic fallacy, juxtaposition, motif, and many more. But remember, naming a technique without analyzing its effect earns very few marks. Examiners call this feature spotting, and it's one of the most common reasons candidates plateau at level 2 or 3. The fifth skill is showing understanding of context. For your modern text, think about the social and historical context of when it was written and set. For your 19th century text, think about Victorian society, class, gender, industrialization, religion, empire. These contexts shaped what writers could say and how they said it. Now let's talk about exam technique, specifically how to structure your time and your answers. You have 2 hours for 80 marks. A rough guide is, spend about 55 minutes on section A and 55 minutes on section B, with 10 minutes for planning and checking. Within section A, spend 5 minutes reading the unseen extract carefully before you start writing. Annotate it. Look for language choices, structural features, and thematic connections to your studied text. For your paragraphs, use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, analysis, link. Make a clear interpretive claim. Embed a precise quotation. Analyze the specific language or structural choice. Then link to context, the wider text, or your next point. Each paragraph should be doing all four of these things. Your introduction should establish your argument, your thesis. Don't waste time paraphrasing the question or writing a long biographical introduction to the author. Get straight into your argument. A strong opening might be, throughout the novel, the writer presents a theme as your interpretation, using a method to achieve an effect. That's a conceptualized opening that signals to the examiner you're operating at level 4 or 5. Your conclusion should synthesize your argument, bring together the threads of your essay, and make a final considered judgment. You might consider an alternative interpretation here. While some readers might argue that an alternative view, a more compelling reading suggests that. Now let's talk about the most common mistakes candidates make and how to avoid them. Mistake number one, retelling the plot. This is the biggest mark killer in English literature. If you find yourself writing, then this happens and then that happens, stop immediately. You're not being assessed on whether you know what happens. You're being assessed on your ability to analyze how the writer creates meaning. Every sentence should be about the writer's choices and their effects. Mistake number two, feature spotting without analysis. The writer uses a metaphor here, earns almost no marks. The writer's use of the metaphor creates an effect, suggesting an interpretation earns marks. Always ask yourself, so what? What is the effect? What does it suggest? What does it make the reader feel or think? Mistake number three, bolting on context. If your paragraph about context begins with in the Victorian era and has no connection to the specific language or moment in the text you're discussing, it's bolted on. Context should emerge from your analysis, not precede it. Ask yourself, how does this contextual knowledge change or deepen my reading of this specific moment in the text? Mistake number four, failing to address the comparative element in section A. When you're comparing your studied text with the unseen extract, use comparative connectives. Similarly, in contrast, whereas, both writers, unlike, make sure your comparison is analytical. You're comparing how the writers use methods, not just what the texts are about. Mistake number five, inconsistent viewpoint. Your argument should develop logically from paragraph to paragraph. If you argue in paragraph one that a character is presented sympathetically, don't contradict yourself in paragraph three without acknowledging the complexity. Examiners reward nuance, but they penalize incoherence. Now for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast after each one, and try to answer before I give the answer. Question 1. How many marks is component 01 worth in total, and what percentage of the GCSE is this? Pause now. The answer is 80 marks, 50% of the GCSE. Question 2. What does AO2 assess, and how many marks is it worth across the paper? Pause now. AO2 assesses the analysis of language, form, and structure. It is worth 30 marks, or 37.5% of the paper. Question 3. What is the difference between feature spotting and genuine analysis? Pause now. Feature spotting is identifying a technique without explaining its effect. Genuine analysis names the technique, embeds the quotation, and explores the effect on the reader and what it suggests about theme or character. Question 4. What does it mean to integrate context? Pause now. Integrating context means using your knowledge of historical, social, or literary background to deepen your analysis of a specific moment in the text, not writing about context as a separate, disconnected paragraph. Question 5. What is the Peel paragraph structure? Pause now. Point, evidence, analysis, link. Let's wrap up with a summary of today's key takeaways. Component 01 is worth 80 marks and 50% of your GCSE. It has two sections. Section A on your modern text with a comparative unseen element, and Section B on your 19th century prose text. The four assessment objectives are AO1, your personal response and use of textual evidence, AO2, your analysis of language, form, and structure, AO3, your understanding of context, and AO4, your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. The skills that will take you from level 2 to level 5 are sustaining a conceptualized argument, embedding quotations fluently, analyzing specific language choices at word level, integrating context naturally, and making perceptive comparative connections in Section A. Avoid the big mistakes. No plot retelling, no feature spotting, no bolted-on context, and no ignoring the unseen comparative element. And remember, examiners are not looking for the right answer. They're looking for a well-argued, well-evidenced, analytically sophisticated response. Your interpretation matters, as long as you can support it with textual evidence and analysis. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision. And remember, the more you practice writing under time conditions, the more confident you'll feel on exam day. You've got this.